thank you very much from the main studio up in the Bay Area. This is Cameron. Hi, Bernadette. How are you?
Hello, Cameron. I'm wonderful. How are you?
Good. I got some sponsors that we're going to talk about. We're going to probably do possibly 2 hours show once the sponsorship commits. So we got some neat people that are going to be aboard with us. So it's kind of nice. So anyway, how's the weather up there in Austin, Texas?
It is absolutely beautiful. Sun shining, blue skies, nice and warm, about 73 degrees, so not complaining.
Oh, that's nice. That's nice. Well, California, we are going through a lot of rain right now. So the Bay Area, it's raining, and also up in my neck of the woods, there's been a lot of flash floods. So if we get cut off by the rain, you'll know why. But it's just been crazy. So San Francisco is 46 degrees, and they're having continued rain.
Wow.
Yeah,
46
well, you know what?
46 degrees.
Yeah, it's 46 degrees. And L.A., let me give you where I am. Well, in Los Angeles, it was so gloomy because, you know, when you have rain every day, it gets so gloomy. And this is not just normal rain. It's just, I'm talking about inches. L.A. right now is 53 degrees. Showers are continuing throughout the evening. So there you go.
Wow.
Yeah, but we need the water. Because you know why? Because if we don't get the water, it gets either too hot or it gets, you can't plant crops. It's just bad. So it's good for us out here that it is raining because now we have water in the aqueducts and that, which is good. So anyway, other than that, so what's happening with you? What's going on in the life of Bernadette?
So much amazing stuff. So I'm just putting together a year calendar, and
okay.
I'm really looking forward to a lot of the things that are going on this year. My course is live, everybody. So if you are ready to shed the toxic layers that surround you, meaning, you know, individuals that are attracted and not necessarily of your caliber or in highest resonance with you, now is the time to look up my class on udemy.com, Disconnecting from Toxic Relationships. That's been my newest and most amazing accomplishment right now.
Okay, so what people do, you and me? You and
Udemy.
Udemy.
No. Udemy. Udemy.
Okay.
Udemy.com.
Okay.
Yes. And check out Disconnecting from Toxic Relationships. Right now they're running a special on it, so now's the time to do it.
Well,
shed that
toxic
energy that sucks you dry.
Let's see. Well, what we got... Let's see. It's new to me. Let's see what they got. And we're putting on as we're on the radio today. By the way, if you'd like to call in tonight from Canada to New York to the Midwest to the South to the Southwest to Pacific, it's 1-888-627-6008. And Bernadette's gonna be with me. She's gonna be my partner in crime on the radio. And we're gonna be having fun. And what we're gonna do is we're gonna invite a lot of different people on. I'm gonna get on Shannon. Me and Shannon are talking about her doing a show, and she's gonna do her reading. So, which
awesome.
Is good. You met Shannon, right? You were there when we had Shannon on, right?
Yes. Yeah.
So we're gonna
she's
have Shannon.
Wonderful.
Yeah. So we're gonna have Shannon on, and she'll be next week, and then. We've been getting a lot of people that want us, you know, ask me about a studio. Yeah, we're getting close to that. And what we're going to do is it's going to be somewhere near me in the Valley, San Fernando Valley, Los Angeles. And we're going to have a studio so people can share in the time. It'll be neat. Because you know what it is? When you do radio, you like that studio look, you know? People going,
absolutely.
Oh, where's your studio? And it was fun, you know, because I've been doing it for a while. And it's fun. You have a nice, by the way, nice website. And It's really, really cool. So I was going to tell everyone. Really nice thing. And then next week we're going to try to get Ken Pfeiffer. He talks about new sightings. And Ken Pfeiffer will be on. And it'll be fun to get back to the people. Then what we're going to do, the innings turned us down, but we're going to see if we can get to Tempe to do a show, because I think they're missing the boat, because we have a nice audience, and the innings thing, we'll try to get there some way or another. I'll try to get with them, because that's a good event, and I'm surprised that they don't have people from Los Angeles over there, but they're going to have a lot of baseball players, and it's going to be kind of a neat thing going on. So we're heading there. And one other thing I was going to mention, we were talking about Comic-Con. Comic-Con in Austin will be soon, and the one in Vegas. My brother-in-law and my sister's going to go that one. That one, they're going to have different food, different electronic stuff, and that's going to be in June, to let you know. So maybe Burnett could come in, get some little Vegas feel, and get to the new technology, and what they're going to have, allegedly, and we'll have fun. That's going to be in June. And then Contact in the Desert, we're still working on that, if we should go to it or not. We're not going to the L.A. Live Consciousnesses show, because what we found is when we went there, they were kind of, it was all about certain people, and they weren't giving us any love. So when you don't get love and you have all these people there, it wasn't good. And you're spending a lot of money, too. So we're not doing Life Consciousness this year, but we may do it next year. We'll see how the vibes are. Because this year, it was a little different than it was last year. Last year was a lot of stuff happening, with me and other people. So it just stopped. Anyway, I was going to mention the news. We got some news. I was going to give a little news break. The news break. The news thing. Anyway, I don't know if you saw Trump's interview today, but he looked like he was insane. He was on and he's saying that he's going to go from one department to get the money. I think it's about $8 billion. And to me, I think that's wrong, because we never had a president declare emergency. And he even puts himself down. He says, oh, it's not an emergency. You understand? So it's kind of strange. Don't you think that's strange?
That is strange. So he's getting how much money is he looking for?
Well, he's going to take from one department $5 billion, another one $8 billion. I think that's wrong. And if I were Congress, I would say, no, no, no.
Yeah, but I mean, what is he saying he's using this on? I've been out in about.
Oh, that's all right. He's been using this money. Building the wall. He's got to build this wall. And I don't think we need a wall.
Yeah, that wall. Didn't we just tear a wall down?
Yeah, I think we did. And I think he's still hoping. He wants to make everyone feel horrible. So, it's just too crazy. But what I was going to say is. Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead, Bernadette.
We spent time, tearing down a wall for a reason. And It just feels like Trump is really trying to keep us locked in a primitive mindset.
Right.
And it's kind of annoying.
Yeah, well, I think so, too. I think what it does to people is we never had a president that was like a dictator. And the thing is, what's going to come out of this, there's going to be new laws coming out about executive privilege. And what he says, Kavirzi will use the emergency money or powers to build a wall. And I think that's so wrong on Mexico's border.
Yeah.
And a lot of the Republicans that did support him and are not supporting him, and they know it's election year coming up, and they're not going to be behind, before him, So I think it's a bad move on his part, And then we had that horrible shooting. It was in the U.S. workplace today in Illinois. Five people were killed. The gunman was also killed, and five police officers were were struck by gunfire. Can you imagine? We still have, a year ago we had that horrible thing in Florida, and now we have this going on that we haven't learned, right?
No, we haven't, and what a shame. But
yeah,
you know,
terrible.
With the energy shifting going on like it is, it's, you know, people are really trying to find an outlet for their displaced emotion.
Right.
It's like
that's
a rampage almost. You
well,
know,
it's yeah, go ahead, Bridget. No problem.
No, it's a displacement and
right.
a sense of disconnection. And if they have this feeling of wholeness, and if they had some type of direction and honing in on that emotion and that energy, then we wouldn't have as much crime going on right now and violence as we do. And I
right.
also think
True.
That the energy that Trump puts out there, I mean, because he's real, you know, he's the leader of our country, and that energy seeps down into everything.
Right.
Well, you know,
he's been, and he's been acting like he doesn't care. And you know, you don't have a president who doesn't care about what's going to happen. And I think soon the election will be in a few years from now, 2 years. And I think it's going to be a very close race. And I think the Democrats got to, you know, do a few things to let the people know they care. You know, and what do you think about the Colin Kaepernick? He settled for $40 million. You know, the guy who he didn't do the bow. You know, he did the bow or whatever. That's his right, and I don't think the NFL owners have a right to tell him what to do or what to say. So he won. He settled for $40 million today. So everyone out there. So I knew it was going to happen because what he did was not that bad. And there's been others that have done different craziness, you know. So there
well,
goes
you know,
that.
Everybody else, and especially in the political world, they want to wave the flag of freedom of speech, and
right.
you know that's no different. I mean, it's yeah, selective rights.
Right,
I guess is what we're looking
at.
It
is what you're actually it is what you're saying is true because it is selective. People are using incidents to do their different things, and it is. What you said. It absolutely is. And other news I was going to mention, you know, other than Colin Kaepernick, is did you hear about the, what was the other thing in the news? About what do you think of the guy from Empire that the attack was staged? That it wasn't staged. So that's a very strange situation where the guy got taken, was beaten, and he said the people were homophobic. And all these things were happening. So that's a weird situation. Yeah, it's weird. It's just beyond, you know, if you're gonna rob someone and hijack someone, why do all that stuff? You know, it's just crazy. And then the news in the business world, Amazon, it canceled its New York plans to build a campus there. And I think that's crazy for New York to allow them to do that. Because that was going to give them 25,000 new jobs in the area, and that's crazy. And
so what
I think,
was the reason for that, do you know?
Well, they said that the local politicians weren't willing to work with Amazon. That's what they say. But I think it's more than that. Because I know in L.A., if they had 25,000 jobs, they said, where do you want to live? Where can we have it make it best? You know?
Right.
But I have a feeling you're going to have a place like New Jersey going to get a lot of these jobs. And I think what New Yorkers, you know, the New York City, like the mayor and all that, you prevent things like this to happen. You know, I don't think the deal was really solid. But it would have given them, you know, different areas in Queens where they could have expanded, you know. So anyway, we'll see what happens with that one. But that's crazy. You know, that's basically our news for today, and hopefully we'll get more. But it's been a quiet day I think the rain makes it quiet. But that's it. So anyway, we were talking about, you know, you were talking about your classes, and people have been writing me about your classes. So tell people what dates will they, you know, if they want to take your class, what date will that be?
Okay, well, the classes online are always available. So you just have to go to that website that I gave you, Udemy, UDEMY.com, and then do a search for disconnecting from toxic relationships, and it will come up. For the workshops, April 26th and 27th here in Austin. So you go to my website, or you can email me. Go to the website. You can my website, divinityisyou.com. And go ahead and click on for more information, and I will send you everything that you need for that, all the information for that. So that's April 26th and 27th.
Okay,
here
that's coming
Austin.
Up. That'll be coming
it is
up.
Coming up.
You got to book in advance. And they have flights.
Yes.
And they have flights. Going to you have an airport right there, right? In Austin?
We sure do. Austin,
so there people
Bergstrom.
Could go. People could go, and they have. I noticed. I was looking up because I got to go to Miami in April. I'm going to go for 2 days, and I noticed that Burbank, where I live, I didn't know they go to Austin. They Southwest goes to Austin. You know?
Oh yeah. Yep. So, one of our big airlines out here.
Oh yeah.
So it is Frontier. Frontier has cheap flights, yo.
Yeah,
so.
Frontier is good. You know what's funny? Frontier used to do a lot of flying in California, but they don't do as much. I don't know what happened. They were at Burbank, and no more. They're no longer a hub at Burbank. So there you go. But now you can go to her event. And then what we're going to do is we're going to, as we get further down the list, I'm trying to see if I can go because I'd love to go. And we can maybe do a live show on Friday nights. From Burnett's,
that would be wonderful.
From Burnett's place. And then what we can do is we can invite people to come on and talk about what they want to talk about, and we'll have an open forum, and that would be kind of neat. So there you go.
That would be great. Just so that you know, space is limited. This venue is a little smaller. So if you are interested, I would certainly make sure that you get me your contact information so I can send you the information. Yes, divinityisyou.com or BernadetteGabrielle@gmail.
Okay, so you heard it here first, you know. And see, what we're doing is we're going to get the messenger and the message across. That's what we try to do.
Amen.
If the message is not done, then people go, okay, what's the story with this? You know, so that goes on.
Yes.
And I went, actually... I had an interesting week. I went to, with my work, I do my work, but I had an interesting week. I went to a hometown buffet, and I met people that served in the war, you know, like in Iraq War, and it was very interesting talking with them because they weren't upset. They were just mainly talking about, you know, services for the VA that they should get. And it was really interesting because some of the women can't get jobs, you know, with the story there with the VA. It's a really crazy story. And women want to get jobs, and they can't get jobs. So a lot of them go homeless. And you heard what California's going to do with the homeless. Hear what we're doing out here? We're going to have a whole...
No.
We're doing a whole homeless thing of a good thing. They're going to open places, and you got to register if you're homeless within 30 days. And then once you register, you got a place to live.
Wow, that's
gonna
awesome.
That's going to be in L.A. And the reason why they did it is because downtown L.A., the population has grown tremendously, and they can't stop it. And the LAPD is having problems with them. You know, certain homeless, and also people are getting typhoid. You know, you can get typhoid from the homeless. I didn't know that. You know about what
wow.
typhoid?
Wow.
Yeah, they found that out. So the disease of, you know, center in Atlanta. They're coming out here to do a study on that. Because, see, the homeless, they're always on the run. They live on the run. And that's what they have met with a lot of people, that they're always living on the run. You know, so anyway,
wow.
it's interesting. You know, you meet people of different races, nationalities, and whatever, which is kind of cool. So what's going on with your daughter? Anything new happening?
She has been, she's working on creating jewelry.
Oh,
Destiny,
nice.
She's quite the artist. She's creating her own little line of candy.
Okay.
And so that's very exciting. And she is, so she's just been really in her art mode right now.
Uh-huh.
You know, painting and creating like she
uh-huh.
does so well. And I think if you go to her Instagram, which, by the way, we both are on Instagram, so if y'all want to, you know, keep up to date with what we're doing, Facebook and Instagram, you know, you can see on her what she makes costumes and jewelry
and all kinds
of stuff. So, yeah.
And by the way, the candy, is it going to be like a, is she going to do a whole thing on candy? Or is it going to be different? Candy's a good idea because, you know, what's coming up nowadays is Easter.
Yes,
Easter be coming
up. I'm not talking about candy that you eat. I'm
okay.
talking about candy jewelry.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I know. I thought that same thing when they first told me, oh, I'm making candy. I'm like, oh, really?
Yeah.
Is it chocolate? Because I'm on my way.
Yeah, that's true.
So and what, they're like, Ma, no.
Candy jewelry. I never knew about it.
Yeah.
Okay, let me see.
Yep.
Candy jewelry fork. See, on the website, they have a game. They have ideas. So it sounds like to me a wonderful thing. Let's look at it, what it is. Yeah, I have my computer on.
Yeah.
And let's see what it is. And when you see, oh, it's nice stuff. So it's not candy per se. It is all the other things that you think of in jewelry. And it's good stuff, you know, it looks like. So please.
Ravers are really into that. You know, the EDC group, I can't even remember all of them.
Well, they have the necklaces, and they're not expensive. They're pretty cheap. You know, they're like $4, $8. And it's inexpensive. Then they have a company called Oriental Trading, and they do a diamond-shaped gem. So there you go. We finally found out what it is.
For us older generation.
Yeah, I'll say, Burnett, where could I get a ring? That's candy stuff.
Okay.
And by the way, they have a warehouse, candy jewelry warehouse. And that's kind
really
of a neat idea.
It's really become a huge industry. It's really, really become a huge, you know, market for that.
Yeah,
for
did
sure.
she go out, your daughter, did she go out to, for example, different, like, you know, occasions, like gyms that she go to, people she knows, when she markets. Okay.
Yeah, but mostly to the events.
Okay.
So, like, Electric Forest and EDC, and there's so many of them. But if you just look up rave events, you know, they're all like modern-day Woodstock.
Okay. The people out there are saying, wow, that sounds like a great idea. And you know what? When you go to these events, you get empowered in a different way of knowing about what they are. You know, because you just taught me in 5 minutes, and I went online and found out what they were. And so it's kind of neat. That's great. And then does she have a company, a logo, and all that stuff?
She is creating all of that.
Oh, okay, so
she's
attractions.
Coming attractions, you know, we're an entrepreneurial type family.
Yeah, that's nice.
So, yeah, it really is. I mean,
I saw a photo.
Out, you know,
I saw a photo of you guys. I want to say it was on the web, and it was a very nice picture. I don't know if it was all the family. It was on the web. Really nice.
Was it on one of our pages?
I think so, because I looked you up and then the picture came about. So it was really kind of neat, you know?
Yeah.
It was on.
You know, my social media is an open book. I mean, honestly, I feel like, you know, I have absolutely nothing to hide.
Right.
So, family's in the, you know, it's like, it's all good. So if y'all want to know a little more about, you know, the family, Bernadette M. DeGabrielle on Facebook and Bernadette DeGabrielle on Instagram and Cameron Daxter, he's on Facebook.
Yahoo. Twitter.
I don't have a Twitter account. I have a hard time with Twitter. I'm sorry. I just
Me too, because Twitter gets a little crazy. I was going to mention that we're going to do some giveaways, not next show, but the week after, we're going to do some giveaways. We'll try to get some giveaways where Bernadette is and where we are, so we can, maybe people could see a concert, maybe see a movie. That's what we're working on right now. Isn't that a good idea? So people can go see a movie.
That's a great idea. And you know what I'd be willing to throw into the pot is a distance or remote session, if you want to do that.
Sounds like a nice idea. See, you get a remote session. You get a remote session. Everybody.
Yeah.
So that's kind of a nice, idea. Because you know what it is? When you do a giveaway, you know, people call it a giveaway. But what we try to do is we try to do something fun. And, you know, we're going to do a car probably, with Enterprise. And what they do is every year they've approached us to give away a car. And that's kind of a neat gift for the holiday. You know, because some people don't have a car. And especially where I live, you got to have a car. Because public transportation is not that good, and you need to have a car out here. If you don't, you have to. It's a tough way to communicate is one. Also, to get around the city, you have to have a car.
You know who we need to target, Cameron? We need to target Tesla.
Yes. Yes. Yeah, he's going to be out here.
Because I will totally promote his car. And just, you know, I will promote it. I will drive it around.
You'll say, it kind of works. The car kind of works, right? It's kind of worked out there. You know? And, Tesla, I don't know if you read in the paper, but they're coming out with a van.
Ooh, well, that's nice.
I'm trying to get my water there. They come up with a van, and it's going to be somewhere about $60,000. It's kind of expensive for a van, but they're going to have one, and it's going to be people here want to buy one, the Tesla van. So it's going to be a little expensive for people. But, you know, people want to get one.
Well, if you think about it, though, fuel efficient. Right?
That's true. That is true.
I mean, are the vans going to be completely electric?
Yes. What I hear it is, yes.
Go ahead, I'm listening.
We were together. You were saying electric, yes. And electric is good because, you know, if you ever drove an electric car, I have. And very, electric car, you don't hear any noise. It's very quiet.
And environmentally conscious,
right.
And you're lugging around a lot of tonnage in a van.
Right.
So
right.
Technically, $30,000 when you're going to pay $24,000 for a regular van anyway.
Right. Right.
So guys, I say, we need to get Tesla just so I can promote him. I say go for the Tesla van.
Hey man, you got to get burned in a car.
Yeah, and I will put, you know, promoting Tesla on my car. Absolutely.
There you go. Yeah. Well, you know what? It's funny. It's funny. We have a big Mercedes dealer out here, you know, and they're you know, we've been talking with them, and they want to promote. They have electronic car Mercedes, and they want to try to get some of those buyers. So if it's Tesla or the Mercedes Benz, they're all looking for buyers, you know. or people to, you know, buyers that lease, which is a big market now. Leasing is a very big market. So what you're saying is great. So anyway, if you're hearing us out there from Tesla, please give Brenda a free car.
I'll be
product.
The guinea pig. Go ahead.
Well, the best, you know what they said, the best way to promote anything is have, you know, like they did with Amazon when they first started. Amazon used to give away stuff. And people said, why would they give away? Well, it was a good way to promote your product.
Yeah.
You know, they used to give away the, you know, the books and all that because Amazon started on that. Now, Amazon's in the food business. You know, with
Amazon
Whole Foods.
Is in everything.
Yeah, they're in Whole Foods. And you know what they said? Whole Foods has never been so busy from Amazon. Can you imagine?
Yep.
Yeah,
oh,
I go
yeah.
to Whole Foods, and I say, what happened to my payroll check? What happened to my check? It's gone already. But
but the quality of the food. Okay, here's another one. Whole Foods, if you're listening, I mean, come on, I am
okay.
Whole Foods. You know, their produce is spot on. It always looks good and appetizing. I mean, you know, you walk into some stores and you pay a little less, but half of your blackberries are moldy.
Yeah.
I have never had that problem at Whole Foods, ever.
Well, Whole Foods is pretty good. They're pretty good about that. Because I think when they bought Mrs. Gooch's, Sandy Gooch's store in L.A., they're number one. And then you have Lassen's, which is wants to be a Whole Foods, but they don't have the product line. But you go to Whole Foods, it's nice. And Whole Foods delivers. Do you know that? They deliver.
Yeah, Whole Foods, they deliver through Amazon.
Yeah, they do. And it's good for people, you know, that don't want to go to the store. They can just shop that way. And you know, sometimes it pays off just to shop that way, you know? So anyway,
definitely,
it's food for thought, right? You think of it, food for thought.
And,
you know, can't go with that line, as they say. When you do radio, sometimes the first thing that comes to mind is you think of things, and people go, you know, you're thinking of a certain subject or object or whatever it is, and what happens sometimes when you do a radio show, that thought will come into fruition. You know, and that happens a lot, too, on radio. People think of certain things, and that idea just comes through radio. Isn't that interesting?
It is, but that also, it speaks to the whole universal law of, you know,
true.
The law of attraction.
Right.
You know, what we put out there, it does manifest itself at some point.
That's true.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know,
what
you're saying is that makes a lot of sense. My computer's going a little
wacky.
That's why we
need to keep our thoughts on point.
I'm telling you.
Is it PMSing today?
Yeah, my computer says, okay, I don't want to work for you today. I want to just miss on the computer, you know? And some other news, you know, they're going to have the circus coming. Not Barnum and Bailey's, but they're going to have a circus where they do dancing. It's out in L.A. And they're going to be coming out soon.
No animals? It's just like dancing?
No, they don't have animals. They just have dancing. And they got rid of the animals years ago because I think the animals were costing them a lot of money to go out. Because, you know, you got to feed them and store them. And they don't carry animals anymore. So there you go.
Well,
you know?
I'm kind of happy about that, I have to say.
Yeah, especially
because
the elephants
generally
are
they
happy.
Get abused.
Yeah, right?
I mean, I have seen so many stories on CARE, if anybody has heard about CARE.
Yes, I have.
Yeah, so,
Tell us about, you know, in the 60s and 70s, they would take the animals on the streets to promote the circus. But now, because of the laws that we have, the PETA laws and everything, they don't do it. It's very interesting how times have changed. You remember the circus, Barnum and Bailey, and they had the clowns and everything? And now people are afraid of clowns because of those movies.
afraid of clowns and elephants, and but you know, you have to figure, and yes, I mean, the clowns don't really get abused like the animals do, right?
Right, that's true.
At least as far as we know.
That, yeah, we don't know if they get abused. But, excuse me one second, drink my little water. I'm having one of these things where I had a nice purification, and then because the weather's been cold, I get it back again. So there's some very happy and lucky. But it's a good thing because it's about my voice. I always have that during the springtime. In the wintertime, I talk normal. But it's funny, during the springtime, I have that, you know?
It's cedar. And cedar does that to us over here.
Oh, really? See, Texas. Texas with cedar. You know, but
Texas, you know, Austin is the allergy capital of the world. Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you, but yeah. So we've got it all over here. Go ahead.
Well, Austin has good, you know, they have that show, Austin Live. Did you ever see that show, Austin Live, where they have all these bands
I think
on?
They have. Yeah.
It's kind of cool, actually.
Oh, they have so much music stuff here. Something new and exciting all the time. We've got a big rap group here. I mean, everybody's a rapper here. Austin.
There you go, rapping in Texas.
Yeah.
Well, they
rapping
have,
in Texas.
When's the big show in Texas where they have the art festival and everything?
South by Southwest is coming up.
Okay.
I believe it's in April.
Yeah, it is, because they had Jimmy Kimmel did a show there.
Oh, yeah?
He does a show from there, and it was not really nice, you know? Really nice. So, boy, we got 5 more minutes. minutes of glory, they say in radio. One other thing I was going to mention. I haven't seen a lot of the movies that are going to be up for the Academy Award. So what I do is normally 2 months or 3 months later, they show it on the Spectrum, which used to be Time Warner. They show it on the TV as a giveaway. You know, like I wanted to see A Star Is Born. Have you seen that?
I have not.
Yeah, so that's been it's been nominated, and then they had one about Georgia, about Cheney. I saw that. It was the movie itself was boring because I can imagine how he was, but he was a nice guy after all. You know, after all was said, he accepted his daughter, who happened to be gay. But the sister has a nasty way. She's a congresswoman out of Wyoming, and she has a weird way of showing respect to the sister. And I don't understand why, because we're all human beings, and why does she care what her sister does, you know? So it's just really strange, to be honest with you. But the movie itself, they had George Bush in it, and, you know, someone played George Bush, someone played Colin Powell, and it was just really good. You know who played Colin Powell?
Who?
The guy who does all the black comedy movies about Mama. I forgot his name. He played Colin Powell. And I was surprised. I go, he's playing Colin Powell?
Really? That's awesome.
Yeah, it was actually the movie. Awesome. It was good because it had different people that you would never expect to be in a film like that. And I liked it because it was fast-paced, you know. It was really fast-paced. Anyway, we didn't see any of the Academy Awards. So if anyone's listening, we're going to wait till it appears on our TV. For free.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's the best way to go. You know, and you hear about, what's his name? R. Kelly? They're still looking for him, the rap star.
What?
He's the guy that with all those women, he allegedly had affairs. But the problem is, you know, he runs away, and they're trying to get him into court. R. Kelly, he had all these. Under 16. It's very disgusting, actually.
Still?
But he's been at a lot of these crazy places that you never think of him. And anyway, so he's going to go to court. soon. We didn't mention that, but it came up on my wire. But he, you know, he should stop doing that with the young women, you know.
Yeah, you think after all of these years and all of the trouble he's gotten into over the years because of pedophilia, which is what it is.
That's what it is. See, Daryl.
You know, I mean, come on now. I honestly don't understand. Anyways.
As we, we got two more minutes. Anyway, what was I going to say? Next week, we're going to get, we'll get Shannon on, and then what I was going to mention is that there may be, for Brenda, I can see how her schedule is and mine, we may do another cast through blog radio. So we may have another one where we'll talk about any subject in the world. So that's blog radio, you know, which is a fun. Actually, it's a fun thing because you can get yourself involved in different things. And you know who came out with a new album? Avril Lavigne.
Avril Lavigne, really?
Yeah, she came up with a new album. You know how old she is? She's 31, 34. Young girl.
Wow. Yeah, but it's been a minute since she's come out with anything new.
Yeah, that's true, because you know what they do? They go through their personal stuff, then they come out with an album. And she's, by the way, is going to be involved in a movie. So she was on one of the channels, and I think her movie would be very interesting to see, you know. And by the way, she has Lyme disease.
Oh,
can you imagine?
That's bad. Yeah, my sister has Lyme disease. Yeah.
Yeah, that's a horrible, horrible disease if people get it. But anyway, Avril Lavigne had it when she was 30, so just 4 years ago.
There are so many healthy remedies for that to help with the symptoms, to help keep it from from becoming inflamed. And, gluten is a huge part of that.
Right.
You know,
right.
So if you do have Lyme's disease or anything that, you know, hits that nervous system, you want to eliminate the gluten and juicing. Oh, my God, juicing is so incredible for stuff like that. Keeps you.
Oh, really? That's interesting.
Absolutely.
Anyway, we got 20 seconds. I want to thank you very much for coming on. And then next week we'll have a good show. And you made it real great, Brenda. I'm glad we finally hooked up. And then Brenda will be on next week and with me. And then we'll have a topic. And like we do, I like our show because we can go into any different subject matter, you know, which is fun. And I want to mention to everyone, we're going to find out about the different events. I'll let you know. And anyway, from Los Angeles to Austin, good night, everybody.
Good night, everybody. Good night, Cameron.
Thanks so much, Brenda. You wonderful show. Take care, everyone.
Well, you are a doll. Good night.
Thanks so much. Bye-bye.